I'm Libby Otto. I'm Executive Director of the Humanities Institute at UB.
David Castillo, Director of the Humanities Institute at UB.
Our guest joined us in the WBFO studios for a conversation about this week's Buffalo Humanities Festival. And they also provided one of the top benefits of the job, an extended time at a captive audience with two brilliant scholars willing to answer my questions. How helpful is this type of conversation in the end to solving, which obviously is a long-standing problem here in the city of Buffalo?
Well, I think this is a great first step, is to have people from different...
And the thought occurs that this same opportunity is afforded to those who attend the Buffalo Humanities Festival, a chance to share in elevated discussions with dozens of local scholars who are addressing a common theme from a variety of angles.
This year's theme is Renaissance Remix, from the historical Renaissance of the 16th and 17th centuries, well, the 15th and 16th centuries, to be more precise, in most countries, to the Harlem Renaissance and now the Buffalo Renaissance.
At Buffalo State on Saturday of the three-day event, the theme will be explored at length as the Humanities Festival calls upon scholars from UB, Buffalo State, Canisius Niagara, and other institutions to prompt dialogue with those intellectually curious enough to attend.
The festival itself, you buy a ticket for it online. If people purchase tickets by midnight on Wednesday, the 21st, they will have a lunch included from the West Side Bazaar. After that, they can still buy tickets online through Friday or in person on Saturday. We have three different slots of four talks at the same time. There'll be talks like Alyssa Mount Pleasant from UB speaking on Iroquois revitalization and local Native American communities and a kind of kinds of renaissances going on there. Or Bhakti Sharma from Buff State will be talking about public art, which has been so important for the Buffalo landscape.
Right.
And she says this really inspired her to...
With a dozen talks in all, it's far too long to list. Though one, a talk on the Kentucky farmer, novelist, poet Wendell Berry would be a great opportunity to hear about an insightful American voice who is ridiculously overlooked. Also, Shakespeare in the Park will be performing, and the festival day pass allows for admission to the Birchfield Penny Arts Center.
And so the Thursday night event is called The Economies of Segregation, and it's downtown at the Buffalo and Erie County Libraries. It'll happen at 6 from 6:30 to 8:30 on Thursday evening, the 22nd. So it's the kickoff to the festival. It's free. They ask people to do a registration online, which they can find through our website.
Yeah, well, this is part of this integral vision of creating meaningful bridges between our academic enterprises and the community at large. There is something to say about the art of conversation. So I think a lot of people really welcome opportunities for meaningful, extended dialogues on things that matter to them.
And on Friday, best-selling author Dava Sobel will speak at the Albright Knox Art Gallery, introduced by Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. Again, for more information, go to buffalohumanities.org. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.